Welcome to Digital CEO. I'm your host, Beck Sadik. I'm a network marketing top earner and total digital marketing nerd. I built my network marketing business to the top using proven social media strategies, and it is my passion to share these strategies with you, today's digital CEO. Tune in each week for social media tips, strategies, and interviews with top leaders. Together, let's uplevel the way network marketers do business online.
What's up? What's up? Beck Sadik here, jumping on with you guys today to chat about something that I have been observing in the network marketing, social selling industry for a while, something that I've been observing on my team for a while, and it is called niche drama. Some people call it niche, some people call it niche, potato, potato, tomato, tomato. I call it niche. Okay, so let's talk about niche drama today. So you probably haven't heard of this term before, likely because I recently started using it to describe something I see all the freaking time in this industry. And that is people freeze because they are stuck on what their niche is. Okay, so when I say freeze, what do I mean? They stop posting content, they stop showing up altogether, they spend every single day in this like existential crisis of like, who am I? What do I post? What makes me different, right? And the reason why people freeze with this is because of three different things, okay? And I want to talk about all three of these things today. And most importantly, if you are somebody that is currently struggling with niche drama, I hope that this helps you unfreeze and move forward. If you are somebody who doesn't struggle with niche drama, it is like second nature for you to show up on social media, but potentially you have a team and the people on your team struggle with this, then my goal is for this to help you help your team break through. Okay. So why do people struggle with niche drama? Number one, they either feel like they can't choose a niche or a focus, right? I actually, by the way, you guys, I have decided I despise the word niche. The word itself, I think, makes people freeze, but that's another story. Okay, so I've been starting to use the word focus instead of niche, okay? So they either feel like they can't choose what their focus is because they have tons of interests, right? They're multi-passionate and they feel like they're being put in a box when they have to choose. Okay, so that's the number one reason people have niche drama. Number two is they can choose and they do choose, but when it doesn't make them a millionaire overnight or in 3 weeks, right? They think that it's the wrong niche. That's the problem. They just have the wrong niche. They just have the wrong focus. So they switch. And oftentimes they switch to something that they see their friend doing, right? Or the top leader in the company doing, or somebody who's having success at the moment doing. And they think, well, this is the niche that that person is leading with. So that must be the right niche. Wrong, right? Like the right niche or the right focus has everything to do with who you are and what your story is and what your journey is, and nothing to do with what Sally at the top of the company is doing. Okay. And then number three, and I hear this one all the time too, they literally have no clue what their focus is or what their niche is. They just have no clue, right? They're like, I don't even know where to start. So let's dissect these three things a little bit here. So number one, there's no such thing as a wrong niche. You could create a brand around 30-year-olds who knit, if that's what you want to do. Okay, there are probably hundreds of thousands of 30-year-olds who knit, who are looking for ideas and content and how-tos and community of other people who have the same interests as them, right? So a niche doesn't mean that you have to talk about something that you already see out there that's very popular. Okay, it's very personal to you and what your story is, what your journey is, and what you want to talk about. Okay, so a niche also doesn't mean that you never talk about anything else, right? So this is to address the multi-passionate point. Okay, it doesn't mean that you never talk about anything else. That is ridiculous. Okay, every single person is multi-passionate, right? And has different facets to who they are and their personality and their interests. All it means is that you have one main thing that is 80% of your content, and it's what you become known for. Okay. But you can absolutely talk about other things. And I actually want you to think about this, right? Think about some people that you do follow out there. Why do you follow them? It's likely because you like their content that helps you with one specific thing. Now, that doesn't mean that you start following them and you don't also love their sense of humor and stand by the same values as them and like the clothes they wear and all of that stuff, right? Like that stuff could all matter too, but that's not the main reason why you were following them, right? Okay, so let's talk now about that last one, which is just literally having no clue what your niche is. You know what your niche is. I'm calling you out. You know. It's simple. It's you. It's your story. It's your journey. It's the reason why you joined your company. Okay? Stop overcomplicating it. So why do we niche down? Okay, so there's two reasons why we niche down. Number one is clarity for you and your audience. And number two is to break through the noise on social media. Okay, so let's start with clarity. So number one, do you struggle with what to post and when to post it? Is that something that you struggle with? I'm just imagining you like nodding your head right now, right? Because I know this is a podcast. Or maybe you're shaking your head no, okay? So if you struggle with this, it's because you do not have a clear focus. If one day you're focusing on your magic product for weight loss, and then the next day you're talking about horseback riding, and the next day you're talking about your favorite makeup, and then the next day you're talking about how you like to wipe your butt, right? Like whatever it is, okay? You are going to confuse people, okay? Straight up, you're going to confuse people. People need to have a reason to follow you. There's hundreds of thousands of people out there on the internet, millions of people. Why should somebody follow you? And it is 100% comes down to your clear focus, okay? And that comes down to you having clarity on who you are, who you serve, and why you're showing up. You need to have a clear roadmap or a plan for your content so that it builds on each other. Okay, it can't just be random. It can't just be like, I woke up today and felt like talking to you about my smelly feet. Now, sometimes you're going to do that, right? Like, we all like following people that are quirky and funny and talk about things that aren't just business all the time. But that, again, that's not the reason why people are following you. Okay, so when you don't have clarity on what your actual message is, you are 100% going to struggle with content, and you're either going to be extremely inconsistent, or you're going to be all over the place. And being all over the place leads me to point number two, which is that you are never, ever going to break through the noise. So I want you to think again about the millions of people that are posting on social media every single day. How do you stand out? What makes you different? A clear message, you guys, is what breaks through the noise. You want people to think, I'm going to follow Mary because she helps me with X. Or I want to see what Mary has to say today because I am struggling with X and she always has good advice on this topic. Now, that doesn't mean, again, that people aren't going to follow you for all the other things that make you amazing. That's all a part of your brand. But your clear message is what is going to get people to hit that follow button and, of course, come back for more. So I want to give you an example, actually. So yesterday, you guys, I was scrolling on Threads. How many of you guys are on Threads? If you are, come hang out with me over there. I'm kind of obsessed with it. And I definitely am going to be doing an episode soon on Threads. Okay. So I saw this post yesterday and somebody said, you know, check out my husband's content on financial advice. And as somebody who's always looking for ways to make my money work for me, I was like, oh, cool, let me go check this out, right? Like, this is an influencer that I follow and I trust, and they're recommending somebody. So I go over to their profile. I saw one post out of the past 45 on Instagram about financial health. One. So guess what? I didn't hit the follow button, right? What was being promised to me was not there. Why am I going to fill up my feed with another person who I don't even know why I'm following them? You need to stand out and have a clear and strong message to break through the noise. to make someone actually hit the follow button and not forget you exist 10 minutes later. Because we all have lives, right? Like, we're all on social media and then we put down our phone and we have to go wipe our kid's butt, right? Or like, we have to go make dinner or we have to go call our parents. Like, whatever it is, we all have lives. So you have to make sure that you are standing out, right? So that people don't forget you 10 minutes later. I feel like I'm making a lot of butt wiping references today. So I apologize if that offends you. All right. The next step, once you have that clear message, is having an actual content system. Not stressing every day about what you should post. Should it be a reel or a written post or a story? Should you post your results? Should you talk about the sale happening in your network marketing business? These are some of the questions I get every single day from social sellers. I get it every single day from people on my team, people I coach, right? People that message me that are part of our Yes MLMs community. To be honest with you guys, I was sick of seeing people struggle with something that should feel natural. Okay. So several months ago, I created something called the 5x5 method to help people create 30 days of aligned, unique content in 30 minutes a month. I taught the system in person twice. Okay. So I went to two retreats this spring for different teams on my team. And I taught this in person. I have never seen light bulbs go off like this for people. Okay. So then I got home and I decided to put together a full presentation and I taught this on Zoom to my entire team. Okay. By the way, you guys, I am a top leader in my network marketing company. I have a team of over 60,000 people and I taught this to my entire team and I saw people completely drop the niche drama and feel ease with content for the first time ever. People are flying with this. So I sat around and I was like, do I make this available to the public? And I decided I wanted to make it available for all of you because there's no reason why people should be struggling with this. I want to help you create a plan and I want to help you have content flow naturally out of you. Okay, so I'm teaching this live one time. One time I'm going to teach this live, you guys, and I'm doing it in a couple of weeks, and you can register now for it, okay? This is my signature method to help you crack the content code. You give me 90 minutes, and I promise you, you will never struggle to create content again, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to drop the link in the show notes, so you can go ahead and register. Or you can DM me on Instagram with the word content and I'll send you all the details. Okay. You can also DM me with questions. I don't bite. I love to talk to you. Okay. So come on into my DM and I cannot wait to teach this, you guys. This is going to be a game changer for the entire industry and I'm so excited for it. So go ahead, get yourself registered and I will see you in the next episode. Peace out.